Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you want to know more about adult learning here at Vectis Radio, then send me an email, ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hello, I'm Professor Harry, and today I'm going to be telling you about Mad King George. George III was born on the 4th of June 1738 in London. He was the eldest son of Frederick, Prince of Wales, and Princess Augusta of Saxe-Gotha. George III is widely remembered for two things: losing the American colonies and going mad. George III was the first king to study science as part of his education. He had his own astronomical observatory, and examples of his collection of scientific instruments can now be seen in the Science Museum. In 1760, George III commissioned the Gold State Coach, is an enclosed 8-horse-drawn carriage still used by the British royal family today. It was built in the London workshops of Samuel Butler at a cost of £7,562. One of the most cultured monarchs, George III started a new royal collection of books. 65,000 of his books were later given to the British Museum as the nucleus of a national library, and opened his library to scholars. He was the first Hanoverian monarch to be born in Britain. George III had 15 children of his wife, Charlotte of Mecklenburg-Strelitz. 13 of their children survived into adulthood. He had an interest in agriculture. He had an interest in botany and was the first king to study science as part of his education. George III died on the 29th of January 1820 at the age of 81. He demanded loyalty. In many ways, George ruled England as he did the colonies, with punishment meted out for perceived disloyalty. The coronation of George III and his wife Charlotte as King and Queen of Great Britain and Ireland took place at Westminster Abbey, London. He founded the Royal Academy of Arts. He played a pivotal role in shaping the British Empire and faced significant challenges during his reign. He supported for the abolition of the slave trade.